Leviticus chapter 11. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, These are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are upon the earth. Whatsoever parts the hoof, and is cloven foot, and chews the cud among the beasts, that shall you eat. Nevertheless, these shall you not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean to you. And the coney, because he chews the cud, but he divides not the hoof. He is unclean to you. And the hare, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean to you. And the pig, though he divide the hoof, and be cloven-footed, yet he chews not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch, they are unclean to you. These shall you eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers, them shall you eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the sea, and of the rivers, of all that move in the waters, of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. They shall be even an abomination unto you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcasses in abomination. Whatsoever has no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination to you. And these are they which you shall have an abomination among the birds. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination, the eagle, and the ostrich, and the osprey, and the vulture, and the kite after his kind, every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the night hawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gear eagle, and the stork, the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat. All birds that creep, going upon all four, shall be an abomination unto you. Yet these may you eat of every flying, creeping thing that goes upon all four, which have legs above their feet, to leap withal upon the earth. Even of these of them you may eat, the locust after his kind, and the bald locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind. But all other flying, creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you. And for these you shall be unclean. Whosoever touches the carcass of them shall be unclean until the evening time. And whosoever carries any of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. The carcass of every beast which divides the hoof, and is not cloven-footed, nor chews the cud, are unclean to you. Every one that touches them shall be unclean. And whatsoever goes upon his paws, among all manner of beasts, that go on all fours, these are unclean to you. Whoso touches their carcass shall be unclean until the evening time. And he that carries the carcass of them shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean to you. These also shall be unclean to you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel, and the mouse, and the tortoise after his kind, and the ferret, and the chameleon, and the lizard, and the snail, and the mole. These are unclean to you among all that creep. Whosoever does touch them, when they be dead, shall be unclean until the evening time. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, does fall, it shall be unclean. Whether it be any vessel of wood, or raiment, or skin, or sack. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, does fall, it shall be unclean. Whether it be any vessel of wood, or raiment, or skin, or sack. Whatsoever vessel it be, wherein any work is done, it must be put into water. And it shall be unclean until the evening, so it shall be cleansed. And every earthen vessel, whereunto any of them falls, whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and you shall break it. Of all food which may be eaten, that on which such water comes shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk, and every such vessel shall be unclean. And everything whereon any part of their carcass falls shall be unclean, whether it be oven, or ranges for pots, they shall be broken down, for they are unclean, and they shall be unclean unto you. Nevertheless, a fountain or pit, wherein there is plenty of water, shall be clean. But that which touches their carcass shall be unclean. And if any part of their carcass fall upon any sowing seed which is to be sown, it shall be clean. But if any water be put upon the seed, and any part of their carcass fall thereon, it shall be unclean unto you. And if any beast of which you may eat, die, he that touches the beast thereof shall be unclean until the evening. He that eats of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. He also that beareth the carcass shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. And every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth shall be an abomination. It shall not be eaten. Whatsoever goes upon the belly, whatsoever goes upon all four, whatsoever has more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, them you shall not eat, for they are an abomination. You shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creeps, neither shall you make yourselves unclean with them, that you should be defiled thereby. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. For I am the Lord that brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beast, and of the fowl, and of every living creature that moves in the waters, and of every creature that creeps upon the earth, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten.